Continuing the halachis of maybe korban echad, where you bring one korban on many chiyuvim. So the Mishnah says, "Hamekane liishtoi al yidei anoshim harbe." If somebody's mekane his wife from many men, and then she's seiser with them, she has tira with them, kini has tira with them. So when a woman comes to drink from the May Soiter, you have to bring a minchas soiter, to in order for it to drink. So the Mishnah says that she brings one mincha for all the chatois. For all the chatois, she brings one. For all the drinking, she brings one mincha. Now, l'chayre, the Mishnah means also that you drink once. L'chayre. We're going to assume now that it goes together. The carbon and the drinking go together. That's what we'll make that assumption. So when the Mishnah says that you bring one mincha, it means one drinking. Now Rashi, if you notice, Rashi goes out of his way. Rashi seems to say that no, there's no havamina that she would drink multiple times. Because Rashi says, maybe mincha soirim echod, al kulon, kishu mashke. Rashi doesn't say mashke pamachat. Sounds like from Rashi that definitely she would only drink once. The shaila is how many menochos you would bring for that drinking, which itself is very strange. Why would you bring multiple menochos with one drinking? The mincha and the drinking is one process. So either you're going to tell me you need a multi-process, you need to do it for each kini and stira, you need to do another one, and then you need another stira, and you need another mincha. But it's a package. To say, but Rashi seems to be saying, no, the drinking is one drinking. No havamina is going to be a chevel of drinking. That's for sure not. And I'll show you why Rashi came to this conclusion. The shaila is, maybe you bring separate menochos. Says, why? Why would you do that? Anyway, that's what Rashi says. The Rambam actually may take a different route. If you look at the Rambam, it's like a strange lashon he uses here. Hamakane liishtoi al yidei anoshim harbe v'nistaroim kol echod ve'echod mehem harei ze mevi mincha achas al yidei kulon kishemashke eso. Shenema minchas kinois mincha achas lekinuyim habe. One mincha for many kinuyim. Now the Rambam's Losh is a little bit ambiguous as far as what happened exactly. Now actually the Rambam has a very fascinating shita. The Rambam holds that you could be mekana your wife for many men, and what that really means is you're telling her, don't be miyachet with these seven people. And according to the Shita of the Rambam, she's miyachid with all seven men, she becomes a soiter. It's a fascinating thing according to the Rambam. There was no yichud even. The guy told his wife, listen, these seven guys, I don't like the way you're relating with them. I don't want you to be miyachid with all seven of them. Okay? She's miyachid with seven men. It's a party. Seven men, ten men. It's a party. Says, I don't want you to be miyachid with these 10 men. According to the Rambam, if she's miyachid then with these 10 men, she has a din of a seiter. That's how the Rambam passes.
You don't say with any men? Could you say with any men? I don't want to be miyachid with
any men. No, it has to be specified.
Also,
that's pasha. But even the point is, she's miyachid with 10 men, and she was only there a sheer tumah with one of them. So technically we know she couldn't have been mezana with all 10. Only one of the 10 she could have been mezana with. And the Rambam still holds it also. So, the Kesef Mishnah, let me just pull up this Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam we don't have here in the Ma'amar Kol, Mr. Rambam is in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Soita. Halacha Gimel. Kina loim shnayim ke'echot. V'omar lo al tisteri in ploini u ploini. He tells her, don't be soysa with these people. Hareze v'sha'aso k'dei tumeh, she's asura. And the Rambam puts no limit on it. Once he says multiple people, it's not yichud anymore. Once it's more than one man, there's no yichud. Could be as many, there's no more yichud. The halacha is... Midaraisa, there's only yichud. No, putzim is a derabonim. So the Rambam says as follows, and the Rambam then goes on just to solidify that you shouldn't possibly make David's mistake. That maybe it's putzim, and maybe it's still yichud. Says the Rambam, afilu shnei ocheo yovio. Two brothers, or her father and a brother, which is not shaykh to be yichud. Because al pidin, we learn out of the pasuk, yisischa achicha ben avicha. There's no yichud by a brother or by a father. And still we see that there's a parsha seita according to the Rambam. As the Rambam says. Comes the case of Mishnah. And there's a whopper of a chiddush. There's no Gemara. There's no Gemara, in at least in Shas Bavli. That is Yerushalmi, much worse. No Gemara like this. So the case of Mishnah is bothered. Where did the Rambam get this from? Where did he learn such a halacha from? Comes the case of Mishnah. And he says, Mekol Dvorov, the mocker of our Rambam, is mi Mishnah de Krisus. The Mishnah de Krisus, ha mekane li yishtoy al yidei anoshim ha'abe mevi kol benachat. Fascinating. Because if Mishnah sees that even though the Rambam we read just now, you don't see that at all from that Rambam. The Rambam here in Perek Dalet, the Rambam just reads like the way Rashi could read. Mekane li yishtoy al yidei anoshim ha'abe. It actually sounds like she'll be yachad with them separately. Because if Mishnah says that the Rambam pulled up his makor from our Mishnah, Talgidei Anoshim Harbe means all these men together, it wasn't separate kinuim. It was one kinui for all these men and one stira. And even though it says Nistero and Kol Echad Ve'echad, it means all of them, accumulatively, all of them together. And that's where the Rambam got it from. If that's the case, we raise the Rambam's mokor from a Mishnah. So if you learn like the case of Mishnah, in fact, the Rambam has a mokor from our Mishnah, the way he reads the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Malach right here on the spot in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Malach says, I don't know what's going on. What forced it? What made the case of Mishnah say that the Rambam had no other way to learn our Mishnah, but to learn the Mishnah that way? Our Mishnah could be talking about a regular case. The husband tells his wife, I don't want to be miyachad with him, and him, and him. She was miyachad separately. With each one, where do you see this? This is such a whopper of a chiddush. So the Mishnah Malach says, Halo yein kol hechach mi Mishnah sein. There's no hechach from our Mishnah. Hiyei shleima de lakanis mikama b'nei odem kahachas. Ein shmoy kinah. To go tell a woman not to miyachad with 5 men or 10 men, that's not kinah. Why? Sharei ein kinui elal yichud. The definition of kinui is yichud. The ikir isu yichud uba adamech. And yichud is one man. Even according to the Rambam, the whole putzim and this and that, it's all rabbanim. In fact, the Chayyadom says a bigger chiddush. Chayyadom says that even with 2 women, which medina the mishnah is yichud, one man with 2 women is yichud. One woman with two men is not yichud. Medina de Mishnah. So, but the Chayyadim says it's still not yichud d'arais. Yichud d'arais is only one and one. Yichud has to live up to its definition, which is one man, one woman, that's yichud d'arais. Anything other than that is not yichud d'arais. So the Mishnah Melech is saying, he doesn't even know how it works. The whole thing works. But again, if it would be a Mishnah, so you say, okay, it's a Mishnah, now we got to just scratch our heads to try to understand the Mishnah. But the Mishnah Malach is saying, where do you see in our Mishnah this whopper of a chiddush? The Mishnah could just be kipshuta, like we read the Mishnah, like the way the Rambam reads later on in Perek Dalet. So it's obvious that the Kesef Mishnah held that the Rambam had a problem to read the Mishnah the way we were learning the Mishnah, which is Makana from 5 men, And now you're coming to give it a drink. So you bring one mincha for all these different separate kinuyim. They didn't even have to take place at the same time. Okay. So we'll go back. Let's just go back to the sugya for a moment. Mishnah says, same halach applies to a nazir, to a mitzvah, I'm sorry. U'mitzvah shenisnaga negorim halbe. On mitzvah also, that was misnaga and negorim halbe, has the same halach. Now the Mishnah changes tone, and the Mishnah says, however, Hevi tzipoyrim v'nisnaga loy olu loy atchiyovi chatos. If somebody brought tzipoyrim, the birds, that means that first he brings the birds, then at the end he brings a chatos and a oshom, the matzor. Once he brings the birds, so the Mishnah says, then he can no longer bring one carbon for all the negoyim. It has to be, that's the way the Mishnah reads simply. We'll see the Gemara gives an explanation. It has to be that he had a nega. He didn't yet bring the birds. The nega went away. He didn't yet bring the beginning, the two birds that you bring at the beginning, he didn't bring them yet. And then he got another nega. Then he brings one carbon, one set of carbonas at the end. But if he brought the tzipayim already, then he needs to bring a whole new set of carbonas. That's the simple reading. The Gemara is going to ask, that seems contradicted then, that you could bring one set of carbonas for many negoyim. So, atchiyovi chatos. Rabbi Yudoim atchiyovi ashoma. So we'll see what this means. Some say until you bring the chatos, some say until you bring the ashom. That means it could still be clumped together until either the chatos or the ashom. Minola, how do we know that this din of the ratio? The chsiv, zois toivas haknois, toiva achas lekinuyim habe. One Torah for many kinuyim. Okay. Now this statement of the Gemara is very difficult if we learn like the Rambam, because of Mishnah's explanation in the Rambam. Because according to the way the Kesef Mishnah explained the Rambam is learning our Mishnah with a tremendous chiddush. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that you could tell your wife not to be miyachad with 10 men. And then if she's miyachad with all 10 of them, she becomes a soit. Okay? Now, that's a whopper of a chiddush. All the Torah said was, Zois Torahs haknois, Torah achas lekinuyim haveh. Where do you see in those words this whole big chiddush? The Gemara is bringing a drosha. All you see from the drosha is that if you have many kinuyim, you just need to do one parasha at the end, which actually Reb Moshe holds. Reb Moshe is in his Dibros Moshe in Bava Kama. He has a whole piece on our sugya, and he doesn't even understand why he needs a pasuk. Again, he's not going with the Kesef Mishnah. He's learning Gepshutai like we read the Mishnah originally. You went over to a woman, you told her I don't want miyachav with A, B, C, D, E, and then she went and she was miyachav with A, B, C, D, E. You bring one mincha at the end. So Reb Moshe says, I don't even understand why you need a pasuk for that. Reb Moshe says here in his Shiurim and Bava Kama, I'll read it to you. He quotes Rashi, Mincha Serem Achas Al Kulon Kishu Mashke, U Poshut, She'ena Kavona Shekinu Lo Shaloi Tister Imanoshim Harbe. He goes, Poshut, not like the Kesef Mishnah. Reb Moshe says, Avada, you can't learn our Mishnah that you went to a woman and you told her don't be miyachad with these 10 men. It's interesting, he doesn't quote the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah learns the opposite of Reb Moshe. Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam got his mokar from our case. Reb Moshe says that it's poshut, that's not pshat. He says, she'ena kavona shekinu l'shoit tistarim im anoshim harbe. That's not shayach. V'zeh lo shayach klal l'nid in zeh shal avos ko b'nech l'shtok abonos. So the way Reb Moshe learns is that we're talking about two kinuyim and two stiras. It's not one kinuy v'stira for all these people together. It's separate kinuyim and separate stiras. And then she went and it happened. And Reb Moshe says, וכן אם אוהדה זה אנושם שפרט וניסטרו בזמן עם אחרים. ומשה says then she was מייחד separately at separate times עם רובן לבדו ושימן לבדו וכן כל אנושם שפרט לו שמייבי מנחה אחת. That's what he says. But then he says, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, the chiddush is so small, he doesn't even know what the chiddush is. Why do you need a pasuk? He says, why in the world would you need a pasuk that you don't bring many karbanos and many shtis? He says, I don't understand. He says, l'chora bezel loyshayich inyan chiluk klal. He says, I don't understand. He says, sharei besoiter ain't inyan karbanos l'kapara. You're not bringing a kapara here. It's a process. It's a procedure. It's not like a person's mechal Shabbos. He brings a carbon. You could tell me he brings a carbon, one carbon for many chil Shabbosos. That's not what's happening here. Here, the woman is, we're doing a procedure. We want to verify. It's verification. We want to verify if this woman was mezana. And we're doing it via the Beis HaMikdash. We're using the Beis HaMikdash. This is really more investigative work. Really, the whole process of Mincha Seita is more of a Bezdin thing. It's not really a Beis HaMikdash. It's really the Beis HaMikdash working out of its box. It's not a really... The department of the Beis HaMikdash, normally, is not Mevara, whether somebody did an Aveira. That's not their business. Beis HaMikdash deals with somebody did an Aveira. They want a Kapola, come to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has done investigative work. But as it happens, for whatever reason, Kach Kozro Chochmosa, that by a Seita, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a process. So Moshe says, I don't understand. Sha'arei HaKorban lo l'kapora asya, elo levarer ovoim, she'toyu l'ashkor, and in order for the ashkor to work, you need a mincha. It's part of the process. You need a mincha. He says, and therefore, he doesn't understand b'chlal. He says, elamai, oh, so that he further proves that as well. He proves that as well.
Even if he wasn't
the kaddish,
it's boided, right?
Well, he proves that. He says, "Harei yesh gilgul shvur." We see that the water is boided, because when we give the water to the woman to drink, the husband tells the wife, "Omein v'omso isha omein 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 meyish zeh omein meyish acher omein that I didn't." That I wasn't mizana in the past, or mean that I won't be mizana in the future. And Allah is, if any of that happens, she erupts. So Ramesha says, Sha'arei, Arei says, Ma'ilam amayim leboitko, af kishalois insom ze shakino v'nistaroyim. The word works even for somebody he never spoke to her about. Kol shakin, it works on somebody he mentioned, he put onto his hit list. He had a hit list. Yeah, so he has his hit list, and the water is better to give him people that are not on the hit list. The more the katayna that Moshe has. So what's the shayla? V'af b'zman shekoydim akine v'im kain loygora mashakine lo b'feresh. He says the fact that the husband now said, and that guy, I don't want you miyachad with him, so he put him onto the hit list. What's so now the water is not going to work for him? The more the katayna that Moshe has. Of course the world is going to work for him too. Then came Mistabu Shalom Shabbos for Kinim Yuchad Achim Shalilamayim. Then came like Shaykh Klal Achayiv Boyd Mincha. So why in the world would we bring another Mincha? Since the whole thing doesn't make sense. What do you bring another Mincha? Just bring one Mincha. And it doesn't have to go on everything. The Mincha will just go on this guy. Well, this guy right here, the Mincha is going on him. And all the other people, the water is going to clarify it anyway. All the other people that were involved. So why do we need a Me'echa Teisa? We should need... The Mishnah is coming, the Mishnah is going past that. The Mishnah is saying, this one Mincha works for all the men. For all the other men that you need, this Mincha, what do I need it to go for anybody?
Is that the Pshat where Moshe is talking about that the Vandoy is more than one man? Or he's just suspect, and since he's already suspect, he's not sure what the Aveira is.
Reb Moshe is bringing it down to a very basic level. He's saying Asoita doesn't have, number one, by Asoita there's no chiv korban for kapora. That's number one. Hanocha number one. Hanocha number two is it's an investigative work. It's a way of being mavara over. That's its function, to make sure she wasn't mizana. Hanocha number two. Hanocha number three, the water actually checks any unfaithful relationship from before, even a unfaithful relationship that will occur in the future. The water is not selective. It doesn't select. It's a nuclear explosion. It blows everybody out. So if that's the case, so Ramesh is saying, so what's the chiddush here? What does that mean? Not now. Whenever she'll be mizan in the future, she'll explode then.
But that's still possibly for one of
them. Not now. You with your bechira.
But that's still possible.
Rabbi Yankov, it means if she's mizan, if she chooses, I'll use your favorite word, if she chooses, if she's boicha to be mizan in 5 years, which is up to her, she will then rupture. At that time, she's not rupturing now. She will rupture then. But Moshe is just saying that the water is not selective. The water includes everything. It includes what happened, what will happen. So then, what is the chiddush here? One mincha for what? Why in the world would you bring a second mincha? And what? A second mincha, a second drinking? What's going on here? No, we don't know that she did multiple events. Multiples nus, we don't know.
That's the case of this mission. That's why this mission is.
No. If we know a woman was mizana, we don't give her water to drink. She drinks when she was only did yichud. We don't know what she did. Correct.
Right? The case that Moshe is talking about.
But again, let's play it back. Let's go back. But Moshe is saying, let's go back. Rewind. Let's say you can only bring one mincha and one drinking, only one per thing. So now you give her a drink. Okay? And she doesn't blow up. Now what? It's done. Why in the world would you give her another drink? Why would you bring another mincha? That's a malicious time. What are you doing? What are you doing? Beis HaMikdash doesn't waste it. You know what I'm saying? The Beis HaMikdash is investigating. If two Adam come in now and tell us what happened, she wasn't Mizana, what do? We don't bring the Mincha, right? If two Adam come and tell us she was Mizana, we don't bring the Mincha. Why not? Because it's Levana Rovin. It's the Levana Rovin. So Moshe is saying, once the woman drinks, she drank, and now it's taken care of. What do you want now? What's the point? That's the Moshe's Kasha. But Moshe's Kasha is not just he presents his Kasha as not understanding why our Gemara needed a pasuk. Why did our Gemara need to bring a pasuk? But really, his kasha is even in the maskana. Because maskana after the pasuk is that this one mincha facilitates a shtia on everything. We don't need that. You don't even need that. So it's not just a kasha, we need a pasuk. And after the pasuk, what are we saying? That now this one mincha facilitates everything. Doesn't have to facilitate anything. Once she drinks, our investigation is over. We were doing an investigation. She drank l'chaim v'loy l'movus, and now the investigation is over. Case closed. That's the kasha. Case is closed. What do you mean?
Is the mincha for maybe the seclusion she did?
No, because in a normal case where we already have our answer, do we have her take a mincha?
In a normal case
where we already have our answer, two Adam come and tell us, after the seclusion, they tell us what happened. Either she was mizana or she wasn't mizana. Do we give her a mincha?
Yeah.
No. That's what Moshe's whole time is. That this mincha is lav l'kapor. If the mincha will be l'kapor, Moshe says, I understand. The mincha is not for a kapor. It's only levar a rover. And if it's only Levar and Ravain, so what's the whole point? That's what Moshe's time. Yeah, well, that we'll see. There's a din of Eina Isha Shoisa v'choisa v'shoisa. It's a machlokes tanoim. We'll go into that. But anyway, this is what Moshe says. When Moshe says, "Vim kein mistavish shalagor mashakinelo al kein," he says, "I don't understand." Al yidei mincha achas. Our Mishnah saying that it's really not. It's one mincha for many. Al yidei mincha achas, by having one mincha yizbarer kol ma she'anachnu tzrichim leida. Says Rav Moshe, now we know every, we have all our answers. We know, and therefore we don't need to know anymore. Le'inyan ahetev by Issa Labayelev, ein shayach klal, not even shayach, leminkit lachrini, to take another mincha. Vim kein, loy tzorech kro, dezois teres haknois, terachas lekinuyim habe, dein tzorech klal. Anyway. So he goes on with Moshe to say a chiddush. He says that the water, the whole din of the husband is mashbia the woman on from this relationship, from other relationships, from what was, from what will be. I mean, that's where we learn Gilgul Shvua from Saita, that once somebody owes you a Shvua, you can make him swear on other things, right? So Moshe says that's voluntary. Voluntary. So, and if the husband won't do it, it won't work. Let's say the husband says, "You know what? Forget it. I don't want to make a swear on other relationships. I don't want to make a swear on other relationships. I'm just asking about this one." The pasuk says, "Omein, omein, omein meizeh, omein meishacher." Says Rav Moshe, that's if the husband decided to be overzealous. What happens? The husband says, "It's okay, meichel. You don't have to go and start swearing about everything. I'm only worried about this one yuku. And that's it." So Moshe says, "Who dafke kish is bi'oisa b'gilgul shvur." Says Moshe, "Ava b'loyish bi'oisa ein boit ke mamayim al znusim achere." Then the water won't work. Then Cain, he says, it wouldn't make a difference. Then Rav Moshe says, but obviously this is difficult because then, so what's the shaila? But over here, he's not going to say, "I don't want to make you swear," because he was makana from this guy. So then he goes to phase two. He says, if I'm right, that you need to come on to Gilgul Shvu, it's not magic that she drinks and the water is not selective and the water is just clean. So he says, then you can arguably say that Gilgul Shvu could only be used where you can't make a direct hit. You follow what I'm saying? Gilgul Shvur is like default. So it means, okay, right now the only guy I have you hooked for is this guy. Because it's the only one I can have you hooked for. Because I was mekana you from him. So this is the only guy that I could get you for. I can't get you for anybody else. But once I'm making you swear on this guy that I hooked you on, now I can go all out, I can make an all-out campaign and make you swear on the past and the future and this man and other man. Rav Moshe wants to say maybe Gilgul Shvur can only be utilized where you can't make a direct shvur. But here, no, it's the whole Rav Moshe's approach was Kinui and Stira doesn't make it any worse. If the water is baidik somebody who you didn't even put onto your hit list, right? So surely somebody that was on your hit list. I mean, so the water's checking everybody, past, future, present. So surely somebody that's on the list. But Moshe now is saying maybe, Gilgul Shvur only works for somebody who's talking out on the hit list. Because anybody on the hit list can get a direct shvur, not a Gilgul Shvur. You can't then use Gilgul. Gilgul's like a secondary shvur. You can only use a secondary shvur if the initial shvur is not shaykh. So that's what Moshe said.
So maybe
you will know. We were saying, why in the world would you need a second shtir? It includes it. The Teretz says, well, it only includes it with Gilgul Shvur. Okay, so you have Gilgul Shvur. No, you only have Gilgul Shvur, you can't have a direct shvur. It's all what Moshe said. These are all chidushin. This is what Moshe wants to say. He says, in Cain, Ef Sholoymar, possibly you can say, the biyochol hashbiya mamish, where a person has the ability to mamish make her swear directly, then mishum shekino, because you did kino, you told her don't be miyachad with this man. He says then lo yoyo mashi yashbiel abigilgul. Then Gilgul Shmuel won't work. Maybe there's a long line view than what you were thinking. I mean, without Rav Moshe's knack, you're not Rav Moshe yet, but maybe you're on a mahalach. He says, "Elo tzorich lashbia mamish mitzal astira." Since there was a separate stira, you have to go and you have to have a separate shvur. For lochein now, if there's a separate stira, hoyemokam loyma the tzorich korban acha biyichud mitzal kini yistira. This is the only approach you could see from Rav Moshe's lashon. He's not overly happy with this approach, but he says, you know, listen, what else can we say here? Meaning, it just doesn't make sense what's going on in the Gemara. Now, the Rambam, which Rav Moshe doesn't even, he ignores at least the Kesef Mishnah's approach in the Rambam makes our Mishnah not only into a Chiddush, but into a Chiddush Nor of Hoya. The Rambam makes our Mishnah into an unbelievable Chiddush, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns. The way the Kesef Mishnah learns, our Mishnah is talking about, and then we don't have Rav Moshe's Kasha. We surely don't have Rav Moshe's Kasha. The problem is the Chiddush is so big, that's the problem here. Either we're dealing with a Chiddush that's gaping, or we're dealing with a Chiddush that we don't even know what the Chiddush is. That's really the problem in the sugya. Either it's out of base, or it's past tough. You know, or the Chiddush is that what? That you could, so, and the Mishnah Melech says, where do we learn out Tumah b'Rishus Hayochid Sveikei Tumah? From Satan. And that's why it's Dafka 2. But once you have 3, it's a Rishus Rabbim. So the Mishnah Melech has an elementary question. L'shitas HaRambam, that you could be Mekaneher from 20 men. So how do we learn the holding of Safek Tumah b'Rishus Hayochid? The whole din Sotik Tumah b'Rishus Hayochid Sveikei Tumah is learned from Satan. Just like Satan when it's her and the boil. So it's Tumah. And so too, Sotik Tumah b'Rishus Hayochid Sveikei Tumah. If however it's a Rabbim, it's multiple, then it's Tumah. Ask the Mishnah Melech, according to the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. Ad Rabbim. You see, Sotik Tumah b'Rishus Hayochid is also Sveikei Tumah. According to the Rambam. Because the Rambam learns that Satan doesn't need to be biyachid. So in other words, if we go like the Rambam, and surely if we learn our Mishnah, like the Kesef Mishnah, that our Mishnah includes that case, then there's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush in our Mishnah. Tremendous chiddush. We don't exactly know how we could put it into the pasuk. Now again, we have the Mishnah Marach's Kasha, which is that L'chayra, how do we know Safik Tumah b'Rishus Hayochid? Sveikei Tumah. That's another problem. And Rishus Rabbim Sveikei Tumah. And another issue we have here, well, that's Daman the Rambam. The Gemara says in Saita that if you have 2 Eidim, Bimdinas Hayam, that know that this woman is Tomei, the water doesn't check her. The Gemara Ravashi runs out of a Pasuk, Tavov, in Mesech HaSaita, Ve'eid Einbo, Yesh Lo Eidim Bimdinas Hayam, that means if we didn't know about it, but there are 2 Eidim in Hong Kong, and they know that this woman is Tomei. The water won't be Boidik. Or 2 Eidim know that she's Tomei. The water won't be Boidik. Then it won't be Negeya because she's Tomei. Well, we'll see. Well, 1 is a question, but 2, for sure. It says Eidim. Tosis brings down from the Yerushalmi, maybe even 1. Because since 1 is believed to say Tomei. Anyway, so the kasha is, so the Beis Halevi asks a great question. So l'chayra, when a guy tells his wife, don't be miyachad with these 10 guys, right? Now, are those 10 guys allowed to miyachad with her? Of course. Yeah. They'll go to their rov, and they'll ask their rov, listen, we have a simcha, there's 10 of us there, and the mother of the baby is coming to the bris also. They say, well, no, Shai, you got a minion of men. Beautiful. Mazel tov, right? The woman comes to her own son's bris, unless her husband is there, the husband's out of town, she becomes a soita. With the moil and the whole parasha.
The husband made kinyan with the moil too. So the moil and the whole, the ganze minyan. So she's a soiter. I mean, the Rav may say, you know, you shouldn't do it because then she's going to have a problem. But be'etzem, on a mumer, it could be there's no din lifnei iver, whatever it is. But the bottom line is be'etzem. So the Beis Halevi says, now she was alone only for how long? For the amount of time that she can be with one man. So that means there are 9 kosher Jews. So how does the water ever work? The great chat.
We don't know which ones they are.
We don't know who they are, but you know, according to the Gemara, you don't need them here at all. The fact that they exist. So Lamaisa, she was only miach. At most, she had beer with one guy, and that guy's posuliatus. Whoever he is, that yukul, he's posuliatus. But the other 9 are kosher.
What if all 10 were spoiled with her?
That's something else. That's not the case of the Rambam. That's another thing.
He doesn't say, yeah, no. I'm saying
they
he does.
No, he says, Vinistaroim Kulam.
Right. That one time, and they were seen.
Every other, without Edim on steer, it's not Machayev anything.
I understand. So now that I'm saying that they could be that all 10 violins will explode. All these 10 men could explode. If they were all one.
No, because the whole drinking process didn't live up to the laws of drinking. The laws didn't live up to the drinking process. Because the drinking process only works where there's no edim about this, what we're giving it a drink about. That's, now let's think what I'm saying. They're all kosher liaidas.
But not with Gabi, this particular liaidas, because he was all 10 of them.
But he doesn't, that's what I'm trying to tell you, he doesn't have a klech to answer other men. They can go be in the yachad with her, because they're not doing yichud.
They can be
in
the yachad, but they're not yichud. They're not yichud.
Why aren't they aiding?
They're less than aiding, because it was either on them.
So who is he? Who is he to passel them from saying aiders?
Why?
His das only dictates for his wife. They're not married to him. Even according to Obama. They have no shaykhs to him. He can't tell them, I don't want you to be miyachid with my wife. They're actually going, who are you? We have a Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer that says that the 10 of us could be miyachid with your wife. So he says, you're right, I can't dictate halacha to you, but my wife I can. Fine. So you told your wife, good, either she'll listen to you or she won't. I mean, I was just teaching the boys Hilchas Yichud, the Ragachov says an unbelievable chiddush, because the Rambam holds that you can't be miyachid even with 10 men if the 10 men are prutzim. And the Rambam holds that Bizman Azeh, even the time of the Rambam, everybody's really prutzim. So you don't, according to the Rambam, you always need a shomer. It's not enough just to have multiple men. This is not midrash, this is midrabbanan. You need to have multiple men, you need to have several men. So I told the Talmidim that the Ragachov Gaon learns that the group is not, even according to the Rambam, there's no yichud on a group. The issue is on the individual. So in other words, one woman is not on a miyachad with 10 men, the issue is on her. Even according to the Rambam. The 10 men don't get any avera. The one woman is not on a miyachad with the 10 men, but the 10 men, and the opposite, right, if you have one man being miyachad with 10 women, the isser is not on the woman. The isser is on the individual. The one who's being miyachad with. So the when I saw this Ragachov, I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, who come at an interesting halacha. What would you be if you had an Ashkenazish lady being miyachid with 10 svaldim? According to the Ramor, according to Ashkenaz, there's no yichud with more than one man. Right? According to the Rambam, there is. Right? There is yichud.
But the men are not doing any issur. So the Ashkenazish woman, she could go in, because she holds like the Ramah. The Ramah holds one man, one woman could be yachid with several men. The 10 Sfaradish men who go everything like the Rambam, there's no issur on them. And he said, Ein Echalami. According to the Raga Chora, it's very similar to what we have over here. What we have over here is we have 10 men that the husband said, don't be miyachid with. And we have, and they're allowed to be miyachid with her. And she, so if you learn our Mishnah is that case, like the Kesef Mishnah is saying, so really the men involved didn't do anything wrong. So why aren't they now Edom? Okay, we're going to do this next week. We're going to finish next week in the session.